ब्रह्मण्यादाय कर्माणि संगं त्यक्त्वा करोति यः लिप्यते न स पापेन पद्मपत्रमिवाम्बसा। भगवद्गीता 5.10। ब्रह्मण्यादाय बाय ऑफरिंग टू ब्रह्मन कर्माणि वन्स एक्टिविटीज संगम त्यक्त्वा संगम अटैचमेंट गिविंग अप करोति यः वन हु डज लिप्यते न स पापेन सच ए पर्सन इज नॉट बाउंड बाय कर्म इज नॉट एंटैंगल्ड नॉट टच्ड बाय सिन पद्मपत्रम इवाम्बसा एज अ lotus leaf is not touched by water, rather it may be touched but it is not affected, the water just slips off. So like that papa slips off. This is Krishna is explaining to Arjuna how one can work without becoming entangled. And here he is taking an example drawn from nature. Padma Patram Ivambasa. Normally when we put something in water, say we put paper in water, paper gets almost spoiled completely, becomes unusable. Now when we put cloth in water, cloth does not get spoiled, cloth may get clean, but still the water enters into the cloth practically, so it clings to it, and then even if we squeeze the cloth, after that the cloth needs to be dried for the water to go away from it. So most of many objects in this world, most we could say, if they're exposed to water, the water does stick to them. But a lotus leaf is such that the water just slips off from there. In fact, scientists were studying the structure of lotus flowers, try to replicate that artificially and say create lotus and facades where the front parts of buildings are made with structure similar to a lotus flower, so that when they are washed the water just slips away without getting onto the sticking to the building and then corroding its paint and things like that. So the point is that the capacity of lotus flower to not let water stick to it is well known. And curiously, water stays in lotus, but maybe even in water, but still it will not be affected, that lotus leaf. So, Jesus also said, be in this world, but not of this world. This is, so be in the water, but be not of the water. That's what the lotus signifies. And how can we be in the world, but not of the world? That Krishna is telling here. ब्रह्मण्यादाय कर्माणि बाय ऑफरिंग वर्क टू ब्रह्मन. नाउ व्हाट इज ब्रह्मन? देयर कैन बी मल्टीपल मीनिंग्स. द वर्ड ब्रह्मन कैन रेफर टू द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन, इट कैन रेफर टू द पर्सनल ब्रह्मन, दैट इज कृष्णा. कृष्णा इज परम ब्रह्म, एज भगवद्गीता विल से लेटर इन 10.12. Or Brahman can also refer to material nature. because Brahman is, that is the way the word Brahman is used in the Bhagavad Gita also, in 14.3 and 4, Mamayonir Mahat Brahma, and then Tasam Brahma Mahat Yonir Aham Bija Pradapita. So that Brahma is used as Mahat Yoni, the great womb. So it is material nature into which Krishna impregnates the souls. So the point is that in this context, if we see, the most appropriate meaning would be Brahma as material nature, of course, because the previous verses talked about, just the two verses talked about how to understand it. It is just the Indriyan Indriyartheshu Vartanta Iti Dharayan, that the sense objects are interacting, and Naiva Kinchit Karomiti, I am not doing anything. So, and that same mode of non-doership, Krishna will talk about a few verses later again in 5.13, when he says, Sarvadware, he says, Sarvakarmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vashi navadware pure dehi naiva kurvanna karayan. So he'll say that Sarvakarmani manasa. Basically, to understand, to renounce all works with the mind, and to understand that I'm just residing in the city of nine gates. So the point is that the overall context is focused on not identifying with that which is done by the body. So in that sense, sarvakarma brahmanya adhaya karmani, so offering the work to material nature, that means ascribing the work to material nature, recognizing that the work is being done by material nature, it's not being done by me. And then sangam tyaktva, therefore giving up attachment to the fruits. So if we don't think ourselves as doers, then we don't become bound. And that's how lipyate nasa papena, one can stay free from papa. Now here the word papa is used in an inclusive sense to refer to all material reactions. Because if a person is not having doership, then even that person is going beyond pious reactions also. So na papena and na punyena. Papa is used to include papa and punya over here. At the highest philosophical level, papa, anything that keeps us away from Krishna can be called as papa. So if punya also keeps us away from Krishna, as happened with the yagic brahmanas, then punya can also be in that sense considered a papa. So all this, lipyate nasa papena, so no reactions touch a person like this. Now the word brahmanya adhaya can also be used to refer to Krishna, and we will see that Krishna, that will be talked about by Krishna later in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, in 18.57 he will state that chetasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya matvaraha buddhiyoga upashritya machitta satatam bhava. So chetasa sarva karmani, with your consciousness, sarva karmani mai sanyasya, offer all your work to me. So here what is being said, brahmanya adhaya karmani, offer the work to Brahman. So the identity of Brahman is revealed later in the Bhagavad Gita to be Krishna, and then in the highest stage of spiritual life, we offer our work to Krishna. So although in the context the word for the Brahman may can be said to refer to material nature, but in the progressive flow of the Gita, and especially in its conclusion, it is Krishna who is to be the object of our worship and object of our work. And so in that sense, the saying that Brahman refers to Krishna is, from the conclusive point of view of the Gita, more precise. And when we offer our work to Krishna naturally, we do not get any reactions. Because aham tvam sarupa pepyo moksha ishyami ma shuchaha, as Krishna says in 18.66, that I take away all sinful reactions. So either way, by giving up the desire for the fruits of work and focusing on cultivating a mood of sacrifice, mood of offering to a reality beyond ourselves. The highest such reality is Krishna. By offering to Him, we can stay free from reaction and progress towards liberation. Thank you.